Yes. So there's a couple more things that I want to make sure about. One of the impressions I have is that while Kristen's a professor of developmental psychology, it seems to me that you led the family in terms of these alternative options. Does that mean, as a professional, she was somewhat more cautious about them or going in that direction?
Not really, actually. The interesting thing about Kristen is, despite the fact that she's a professor of psychology, she grew up in California in the 70s with a sort of a bit of a New Age hippie mum and was exposed to Buddhism and meditation and things like this very early, and then became a Buddhist very early. And then she and I met actually in India. She was researching for her PhD there. I was writing a guidebook. Immediately, we were together going into remote tribal areas, pre-Hindu tribes in the rainforests of Kerala and Tamil Nadu down there. And, you know, you see the spiritual life of the people, and it's very front and center in the culture. And then she was with me in Africa before I was seeking out any healing for myself or my family, staying with Bushmen hunter-gatherers in the Kalahari Desert, where the entire life is always based around a shamanic process, you know, of spirituality and ancestors and going to all states of altered consciousness and all this. So she was familiar with all this stuff. She didn't have any feeling that going to see shamans was necessarily a bad idea, because she'd seen it at work, you know, in those indigenous settings before. She just really didn't want to spend a month on horseback going across the remote parts of Mongolia and Siberia, because A, she hates horses.
Well, go figure. She hates horses?
She hates horses. I'm the girl in the family. I'm the horse person. And the other thing is that she, you know, her point was a very valid point. What she said was, you know, so we're somehow going to keep this tantruming autistic kid on horseback, you know, incontinent, you know, across these remote areas, and this is going to go well. You know, you must be mad. You know, our lives are already so stressful. You know, just going to the supermarket is so stressful. I can't believe you come up with such a stupid idea. And of course, I came up with Rupert logic, which was, yes, darling, because our lives are so stressful, we frankly might as well go to Mongolia, because we're basically effectively going to Mongolia in our own living room every day. You know, so I mean, it's and then in the end, she joked. She said, okay, well, for me, it's win-win, because if it all goes to hell in a handbasket, I can say, I told you so forever. but if it works, then great. You know, so we went.
So now we've been introduced to something called Rupert logic, which I guess is not mainstream particularly.
It seems so to me. I'm always flabbergasted that other people think it's nuts, but I do understand why they think it's nuts.